This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to study what Paul prayed for in 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Let's consider first how to determine what would qualify as a good purpose. The danger is always present to establish purposes for our lives based on our own desires. This doesn't mean they would necessarily be wrong. It only means they could be. How do you guard against going astray? Ultimately, the only way I know is to always evaluate a purpose in the light of what God says on the issue in His Word. Has He commanded it? Has He expressed His preference? The psalmist says in Psalm 1:1-2, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And in Psalm 119:105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." If in reading and meditating on God's word, I have an idea about something I should do, I've probably made a good start in establishing a good purpose. If I get an idea that seems good to me or that I think will result in good for others, it would be wise to check and see if God has spoken on the issue. At times, I come up with a number of ideas that I think are good. I consider them options to consider. Then I try to think of the pros and cons concerning each option. After I've listed these, I try to find biblical light on as many of these pros and cons as possible. By going through this process, it's easier to determine which idea or purpose is good and or best.